putting that jersey on, helmet on, and walking out there today to take the picture?
I mean, it was a dream come true. I was super nervous, you know, coming out. And then once I got out there, I just realized, like I play football. I do this every day. It's my life.
Can you take us through the story on the hats and how you came to display only a Seahawk hat?
Yeah, so like I said in the video, you know, it was a certain company that they were supposed to send me all 32. And 2 days before draft day, my assistant texted me and said that it won't be there by the weekend. So I was just like, what am I gonna do? So the second day of the draft, I was like, all right, I got options. I can either get a couple or just get one. And I was like, and I was just thinking about all my interviews and everything that I've been through. And plus my auntie, 12 fan. So I was just like, just go get me a Seahawks hat, auntie. Just go give me a Seahawks one. That's all I need. That's why, see, people don't realize that's why I was so juiced in my video. That's why I was so juiced, because I literally, like, it was just anticipation. Like, I'm like, it really came true. That was a pure reaction. So, yeah.
So it was your mom who went to the store to the game?
It was my auntie.
Her auntie. Okay.
Yeah.
Where'd she get it from?
I don't know. I don't know, because whatever she got it from, that hat was all bent and stuff, but... I don't know where she got it from.
She's been a Seahawks fan for a while?
Yeah, she's been a Seahawks fan 12 years counting.
How did that happen?
She's just a Seahawks fan. That's just what it is.
So then what was her reaction?
She was juiced. I mean, I don't know. It was just, I can't explain it, bro. It was a different type of feeling. Different. And I knew that this was going to be the also why I was so juiced, because I knew this was going to be the perfect place for me to just showcase my talent, you know? So, yeah, I appreciate that.
Your first day out here on the practice field, you get to play for Nick Perry last year, and he was on the Seahawks staff with Mike McDonald 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. So how much carryover were you feeling already out there in terms of the technique and stuff that's being
played? Yeah, that's another thing, because he called me right after, because we already been talking about this since I got in the portal, like, literally since day one, when I went on my visit, he told me, like, yeah, and if you come here, I know a coach on the Seahawks. They do all the same. I do all the same techniques he does. I learned from him. So it's like coming in here, and I'm on Zoom with coach, especially like on my my formal visit at the combine. I was telling him everything that they did. He was like, tell me about your technique and stuff. I showed him everything that they did, and you know, after that, we just had so much chemistry. And he was like, okay. And I just felt the chemistry. So I'm like, yeah, this is perfect.
One more on the hat. Are you like keeping that hat somewhere special forever?
Or? Yeah, that hat going in the safe. That hat going in the glass safe. And it's going to go right in the middle of my house. And the glass safe is going to have lasers around it. No.
You said that this would be the perfect place to showcase your talents. Why do you think that?
Just their history with corners and plus, like I said, I have a coach that was here, so I already know what they could do. I flourished under my coaching, so I'm already knowing once I get here, it's probably going to go to a next level. And like I said, just their history, I was just talking to Richard Sherman after practice. He was showing me a few things, so I'm just excited.
What's that like?
First day of mini camping. Sherman and Richard Sherman coming up to me and telling me some stuff. I mean, mid-practice, he like, hey, one. He like, what you looking at when you impressed? And this is mid-rep. I'm like, right here. He like, okay, all right. You feel me? So it's just stuff like that gets me pumped for the season.
Have you got an inkling that you're a folk hero for the hat thing and for how you talked to us after the draft and how much attention you got for that? Man out, smash the face and all that?
Nah.
Well, you haven't caught up on how popular you became?
I try not to pay attention to it, but... I'm really just looking forward to this season. I'm hoping I could, you know, get out there.
Was your exuberance with us after the draft, the glow of being drafted by the Seahawks at the moment, is that true you? That's how you like
it? Yeah, that's real. That's real Julian Neal. That's I told you, that's a pure reaction. You could just imagine how I am on the field. It's just, like I said, watch the film, turn on the tape. But that's old news. I'm ready to get a fan something new to look forward to. I really want to bring it for the fans and just for this organization and bring another Super Bowl.
With with that energy, with that energy, what was it like getting to be out there with Bud Clark for the first time?
Yeah. So, me and Bud, we both trained down there in Texas, but he trained at a different spot, like 10 minutes away from mine. So I used to go down there and get some work in with DB. So our kind of already knew him, met him at the Senior Bowl. Man, that dude, he's different, man. He's in a good way. He's just lively. He's a great teammate. I'm sitting right next to him at my locker. And he's a different type of guy. You know, I'm excited to play with him and be able to get on the field with him this season.
Jillian, thank you.
Thanks. Thank you. Very much.